What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda. Hi, welcome. Thank you for being here.
We're going to try and keep this from going off the rails. We're both feeling a little weird today, a little loosey.
I know.
Something in the air.
I know. Today, for the first time, I feel like since Benny was born, I feel that since Benny was born, every day feels like it's zooming by, like it's so fast. But today, for some reason, after about 3:30 p.m., all of a sudden, I feel like the day just was so slow, which is such a weird feeling. I haven't had this since he was born. And then somebody brought up Mercury retrograde. I don't even know if that's a thing. It could be also the rain.
Point is, we're going to see what happens.
Point is, there's no point.
Point is, there's no point. And I was trying to fill space. All right. What are we doing today?
So today we're talking about sleep, which is a hot topic in the parenting world. And it's something people love to talk about or hate to talk about and are very triggered about. And yeah, it's just a big mystery. There's so many people that are very passionate about different sides of the coin.
Did I ever think I would be at a point in my life where I am offering sleep in any way advice? No, I did not. I am notorious for getting very little sleep, have never gotten sleep, and not a big sleep guy. But here I am, giving sleep advice. I think it's good to start there. We are not professional sleep baby professionals.
I think pretty much what this podcast episode is about is we are with you as our friends, just pretty much processing and talking about this topic just like as just friends.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something that people talk about a lot and there's a lot to take in, but I do feel like there are some things that have helped us and we can just share what has worked for us.
I love that. That's like, we're all at a party right now, we're all sitting around, and you said, oh, you have a baby? Yeah, we have a baby. Oh, let's talk about the sleep.
Yes.
And we're just talking about our own experiences. We're not saying, do this, don't do this.
Right, exactly.
We're just talking about what worked for us.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Okay, so before we get into the questions that were sent in, I think if you can explain how you explained it on your Instagram page when you asked for questions, I think it'd be a good starting point.
Okay.
Where you talked about how Benny sleeps.
So Benny, starting about 10 months, he started sleeping completely through the night and consistently like 11 to 12 hours every single night, which is very nice. He definitely went through a sleep regression about when he was around a year old. Now, we were on vacation when he turned a year old, so we were away and he wasn't near his bed. So I don't know if that has something to do with it or what.
Right. But feels like it kind of was.
Yeah, we went to Chicago, North Carolina. He was in two different situations.
Well, because one thing we're probably going to talk about at some point is just the idea of routines and like, you know, it's so important to, you know, get your baby in a type of routine.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to sleep. So
ever since that sleep regression, we came back and he settled back into his routine and he has been sleeping 11 to 12 hours straight for the last 3 months. He's probably had maybe two or three nights in the past three months that he has woken up because he either had a bad dream. Yep. Teething, he has 10 teeth now and he has two molars coming in. And then one night we had a fan in there that he's not used to because our AC wasn't working the day before. Anyways, I think that woke him up.
Right.
But so I think for the rest of our life, there's going to be something sometimes.
Right. Should we dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay. How did you teach him to fall asleep on his own? Cry it out?
I feel like we should go back and talk about our journey with sleep.
Great.
With Benny.
Great.
So first, when we came back from the hospital, Benny was sleeping on Joey's side because Joey is a very light sleeper. So whenever he made any noise, he was awake and just watching him like a hawk. And it's just like the sweetest, cutest thing ever. But Benny slept with us until about 4 months.
Yep.
So Benny's a jumbo baby. For people that didn't hear the birth story, was born almost 10 pounds. So by the time he was 4 months, he was outgrowing his, what is it called again? His bassinet.
Nice.
So, yes.
Like it's been years.
It's only been like a year. I know.
There's a thing Carl used to use. Way back in the day, just a year ago. I know. It feels like it was 12 years ago.
It's a time warp. It's so bizarre. But yes, so Benny's bassinet, he grew out of it. At 4 months, I was scared he was going to jump out of that thing. He did not fit. You saw his feet and his arms just flailing. So we're like, okay, this is getting unsafe.
Yeah.
He was already rolling, I feel like, early. So we put him in the crib and he graduated to his own room at 4 months, which is pretty early. Mm-hmm. Mostly doctors say, I think, after 6 months. Mm-hmm. But Benny was just too big. Mm-hmm. So Benny was sleeping in his crib by 4 months, and he loved it. He actually slept better in his crib than he did in our room in the bassinet. I think part of it was because that mattress is so comfortable.
He's got a good bed.
Yeah, and the bassinet is like a little pad.
Right. Okay, so now he's in his own crib.
Yes.
The way we would get him to sleep then is we would have a workout.
Yeah.
It was like going to the gym. You would be rocking back and forth, dancing around his room.
Yeah.
He wanted
movement. He was like our trainer.
Yes.
Because as soon as we sat down on the rocking chair, he did not give us a break.
Yeah.
So we would just rock him to sleep. Joey had a different method. He would play nursery songs, right? On Spotify, I think.
Yeah, but that was later.
Oh, okay.
That was like way later.
I wish that we would have written all of this down.
Yeah. No, at this time, it was just walking around.
Yeah.
I would sing or hum.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, at this early time, not yet. But
okay.
So what I remember is I would do that until he was asleep on me or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would slowly
hold your breath.
I would hold my breath, clench my butt, and I would lay him down in his crib.
Make sure none of your knuckles, nothing cracked.
Everything's pre-cracked. I've cracked all my knuckles, my neck, everything's ready. And then as I lay him down, immediately my hand goes right to his back.
Mm-hmm.
And I either start rubbing his back or like gently patting it.
Gently patting.
Yeah, fast. Really, really quickly.
Soft. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, soft. like it's almost like barely touching. And then I would like slow that until and like my hand would get like a little further away. And all the while I'm checking in to see like. And like, I had a system.
You just remember.
I forgot about this. I would have a countdown in my head.
Yeah.
I think it started 20 seconds or 30 seconds. And every time I would reach the end of it, if he hadn't moved or winced or anything, I would slow it down. And then I would keep doing that until I was like barely doing it. And I would do like, all right, last 20 seconds. If he doesn't move, if he did move, I start way back over at the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
At a system.
So funny.
So anyway, that would happen. And then right when he was asleep, I would take my hand away and tiptoe float out of his room. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That was at that time.
Yeah. That's what we would do.
Now do we go into the Ferber?
Then there was a point. No, I think before the Ferber, this part that I'm going to talk about, I think is the most important part for people, for moms and just there's so many people reach out to me and they're like, my baby is four. I actually just had a conversation with somebody today. They're like, my baby is 14 months. I don't know what to do.
Mm.
They're always hungry at night.
Mm.
And what our doctor, who has been a pediatrician for over 30 years, and my best friend, who's a dietitian, that she's a professor at a university, and she also works at a children's hospital, told me that babies do not need to nurse at night after 6 months because they're getting all of their nutrition with food, and it fills them up already. So by that point, it's really just comfort. So yeah. It's really up to you as the parent. If you want to comfort them and you want to do that and create that habit, like every parent, you know, whatever is right for you, but it's not like a necessity for their nutrients.
Yeah. You know, I just remembered on that same note, you remember what we would make sure he ate every night before going to bed?
No.
We would try and give him that baby cereal.
Oh, yes.
Because it would fill him up. Mm-hmm. And we were finding that there was this cereal. Do you remember what it was called?
Yes. It's iron fortified. It's organic. It's called Earth's Best.
Yeah.
And our dietitian recommended it because they said to get the oatmeal version of it. Yeah. Don't get the rice.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And what we would do is we would mix it with like a mushed banana and we would feed that to him before bed. Mm-hmm. And we were finding that when he would have that before bed, he slept better.
Yeah, he did.
So
that was a good note. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. So the feeding thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard because the baby's used to it. You're right. Used to it. And, So I would breastfeed Benny at night. I believe it was like a 3 o'clock in the middle of the night. And then again at like 7, 6-ish. And slowly we weaned him off the 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the way that we did that was Joey would wake up whenever Benny would cry in the middle of the night for milk. And Joey would wake up and comfort Benny by rocking him, being with him, and then he'd go back to sleep because Benny associated me at night with milk. Mm. So if I went in there to comfort him, he would freak out. He wants milk because I was the one who was nursing him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Then you had to take him for the team.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
That's when
that's where all those night terrors started, baby. Then you see me wandering around the house looking for the pit man.
But yes, so that worked a lot. So if your partner could switch with you, and I think it took us didn't take that long. It felt long because it's exhausting, but it took us about 7 days. I think 7 to 10 days to wean him off, and then he wouldn't wake up at night anymore asking for milk.
Yep.
At around 6 months, which was amazing.
Okay, so should we talk about the Ferber method now?
Yes.
So this is what the Ferber method like actually is. When you put your baby down and you leave, say this is like day one, if they start crying, you wait 3 minutes.
Okay.
Once the 3 minutes are up, you go in, you don't pick them up. You just like comfort them, you rub their back, whatever, until they calm down. Then you leave again. You wait 5 minutes, even if they're crying. Mm-hmm. Then you go back in. Do that same thing. You leave again, then 10 minutes and so on. And every day it changes. So day two, the times are 5, 10, 12. Day three, 10, 12, 15. And it just keeps going up incrementally.
Yeah.
We did our own sort of Ferber method.
Yeah.
We used this idea, but we would only do 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And he would never, we'd never have to go more than three times.
No, every time after that, at least at six,
he'd fall asleep.
He would be asleep. Mm-hmm. So it did really work. The thing that, like, we didn't do that's technically Ferber method is, at least for me, I'd pick him up when I would go in.
You're not
there.
Supposed to.
But you're not supposed to.
But, yeah.
But I would pick him up.
Right.
And then the other thing is sometimes the Ferber method is, like, no matter what, you, like, stick to these times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he was crying, like, really hard, we would just go in.
Yeah.
At any time.
Yeah.
Or if, like, I would go to leave and he would, like cry, like, really intensely, like, I wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, like, a true Ferber method. It was sort of our own variation.
Yeah, whatever felt right to us. Oh, so he likes his crib. Let me just say he likes his crib. He loves going in his crib. I know that there's some babies that they don't like it. He points to it. We put him in. He's fine. It's when we leave the room that he gets upset.
Yeah. Okay, so we did our own variation of the Ferber method.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, we were all caught up on sleep. We were feeling good and well rested.
Yeah.
And the only thing now was just to figure out the putting him down part. He wasn't waking up at night anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we just started to feel bad with this idea that he was ending his day by like just crying himself to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we switched our technique a little bit.
Yeah. So we were just like, okay, this just doesn't feel right. We feel fine. And we, now what we do is we put Benny to bed and, or I read him a story. He drinks his milk. And then after that, we talk about sleep. I put him into bed. He lays down and I put my arm in his crib and he grabs my arm and he cuddles with it. He puts it under his chest or he like pulls his hand out and like reaches for me and holds my hand. It's the sweetest thing ever. Yeah. So I really enjoy this nighttime routine, just like laying next to him in the crib. And I think that I can just see myself when he has his own like big boy bed, just like laying next to him, reading him a book until he falls asleep. And I think that eventually, you know, he's going to just do his own thing. And every baby just grows out of things. And, you know, I don't know. I'm doing what I feel is right. But yeah.
No, sorry. I was just going to say along that same note, if I ever fill in for you and or you're out of town or whatever and I do the bedtime routine, something that I still do is I'll still like rock him standing. Like I still hold him and walk around his room a little bit and sing to him.
Yeah.
Because I just know he's not always going to be this little guy that I get to do this with.
Yeah.
And I always think about it.
Yeah.
And so I do it. I like to do it, even if my arm feels like it's going to fall off. I feel like this is so nice. I feel him just like breathing on me, and it's like the best thing ever. And he's like cuddled into my neck.
Yeah.
And I just know he's like going to be a big boy soon where I can't carry him. I can't carry him.
I know.
And so I'm just trying to soak that in as long as I can. So when I do the bedtime routine, I still we'll do a couple laps around the room.
Yeah.
Before putting him down. Sweet.
I do that too, and I forgot to add. And another thing that we didn't talk about is co-sleeping.
Yes.
It is something that is so common and popular in other places in the world. I mean, people in the U.S. do it, but it's definitely more, I feel like, normal in other countries. And, it's a big trigger thing. There's some people that are so pro co-sleeping and some people that are not.
I remember people got mad at us when we showed that he was sleeping in his own room.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Right?
I know. There's people are very, very, I don't know, headstrong with their ways with what they're trying to do. But I think every family is different. Yeah. I mean, for us, Benny happens to be, he still to this day, like, he won't sleep with us.
No.
We've even tried. When we were so desperate, I remember that like there were some times, especially like around the 4 month sleep regression.
Yes.
By the way, if you don't know about the 4 month sleep regression, just mentally prepare yourself if you're a parent, because around 4 months they regress and it was just brutal. But anyways, around that time, I remember Joey and I were, we were just so exhausted. We didn't even have a nanny back then. We had no help.
Yeah.
And we had to work. Anyways, we would bring Benny into our bed and we're like, you know, we looked at each other. We're like, all right, we're breaking our rule. Let's just do it. No, nothing. Like he did not want to come in our bed. He thought it was a party. It like riled him up.
Mm-hmm.
So Benny just does not want to co-sleep. I remember one time I tricked him into sleeping with us when we were in North Carolina. I'll never forget.
I don't even remember that.
Because you were asleep. I was holding him. You probably did the shift before me because Joey and I would do shifts. So like he would go with Benny, then he'd sleep, then I'd go with Benny. So anyways, I was carrying Benny and I finally got him to sleep on me. And I slowly like laid back in the bed and it worked for a couple hours. Wow. It was like 5 o'clock by that point.
Yeah, it's rare. He guy likes to sleep by himself.
Yeah, so... Which is so interesting.
Yeah.
Or he likes to sleep holding our hand our while he's in the
through
crib.
The crib, yeah.
I know. Very particular guy.
Yeah, yeah.
but that's a question that we got over and over again is, do you co-sleep? And no, we don't. We never did.
Should we get back into some of these questions?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure that was one of them.
if baby wakes up at night, is it okay to go hold him and shush him back to sleep? My son is 14 months, a great sleeper, but occasionally he's fussy, and I'm confused if shushing him and holding him and letting him sleep in our bed is harmful for his sleep.
I mean, you'd have to speak to a professional about this.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about, and I'm just processing with you guys as friends, the weird thing about,
we're just at a party. Yeah. We're all just sitting around talking.
The weird thing about these professionals is that, I mean, depending where you are in the world, you're going to get a different 100%. Answer. So what's right and what's wrong? For us personally, even if Benny was a good sleeper, I don't know if, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think, would we even sleep good? I feel like we'd be very uncomfortable with him, like, flipping around, then thinking, what if he falls off the bed? Like,
what if you roll on him?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we would be more worried. I have a peace of mind knowing that he's in the crib. He's not getting out. His sheet is tucked in tight.
Yeah.
So
I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. Completely.
Who knows? The next baby might be super clingy and want to co-sleep.
Maybe.
We'll keep you updated.
So, moving on. ¿Cómo fue la transición a su cuna y a su cuarto lejos de ustedes?
Muy bien.
Ustedes.
¿Cómo fue la transición?
¿Cómo fue la transición a su cuna?
A su cuna.
A su cuna y a su cuarto lejos de ustedes.
Y a su cuarto lejos de ustedes. How was the transition
to your cuna?
What they're asking is, how was the transition when he left our room to his crib?
Not where I thought they were going.
No.
I mixed up cama and cuna, and I thought we were talking about a bed. And
maybe did they say cama in there?
No.
Oh.
No, I thought bed was cuna.
I'm going to answer this in Spanish.
Go ahead.
Okay. And then I'll translate. Salió muy bien. Nosotros pusimos a Benny en su cuna cuando tenía como 4 meses porque era muy grande, pero durmió mejor en la cuna que en la camita pequeña que él tenía. Me olvido cómo se llama eso. Es... bassinet in Spanish.
Oh, bassoneto.
No. You can't just add an O. That's so bad.
Sometimes it works.
That's so bad.
Sometimes it works, though.
Entonces, Benny lo pusimos en su cuna, en su cuarto, como a 4 meses, y le encantó porque la cama era, o su cuna, era mucho más confortable que en la otra cunita pequeña.
Totally.
And I pretty much just said what we already said. It's the same question as how was the transition from his bassinet to his crib? And okay. I just said it was great. His crib is comfortable.
He loves his crib.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you manage? How did or do you manage to sleep? I, like Amanda, need a lot of sleep to function.
Well, Joey does the morning routine. So this is how we do it in our household. Is Joey wakes up earlier. He's an early riser. If he wakes up, he's not going to go back to sleep. So it works out perfect that he gets Benny in the morning and he does the morning routine. He changes his diaper. He gives him his milk. He gives him his breakfast. So while he does that, once we were sleep deprived, I would sleep in. Mm. So that's where I got extra time. Now that we're not sleep deprived, I'll wake up right back to emails. I'll take that morning time for myself. But yeah, that's what we did.
Suggestions if a partner is a sound sleeper and can't hear the baby crying to help out.
So they're pretty much talking about me.
Suggestions if a partner is a sound sleeper.
Do you want to answer that one?
Can't hear the baby to. But it, like, if Benny's crying and like, I need your help.
Yeah.
I wake you up.
Yeah, you wake me up. I'm the one that is just like, sometimes I don't hear Benny when he's crying because I'm so sleepy. So you just wake me up and you tell me.
Yeah, I just wake you up.
Yeah.
How many naps a day does he take and how long?
Okay, so this keeps changing when your baby gets older and older. But at this point, Benny wakes up at around, I'm going to say it really depends, but
yeah.
around 7-ish. 6:30, 7.
6:30 right now.
Yeah. Every 2 weeks is different. Yeah, sometimes 7:30, sometimes 6:30. Yeah.
One time like 9.
Oh, yeah.
One time he randomly slept like 28 hours.
2020.
He slept like 220 hours.
No, I know. He woke up so late. Joey and I did not know what to do with ourselves. We were like, he's like, is he okay?
Is he okay? Should we go in?
Yeah, we're like, yeah. No, he's growing. No. He's growing.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
What was the question?
Sidetracked us. How many naps? That's what the question was? We ended up there? How many naps a day does he take and for how long?
Okay. So he, right now, he'll wake up. Oh, that's how it. He woke up. He wakes up average around 11. I'm sorry.
What? Here we go. We're going up.
We're getting slap happy. Oh, buddy. No, he wakes up. I wish 11. He wakes up at around 7. We go for a walk with him at around 7:45-ish, 8 in the morning. We take him out for a walk. And then he'll take a morning nap from like 9-ish to 9:30, I feel like. Yep. 9:45-ish. Yep, yep, yep. He takes a morning nap while we're out walking.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's awake and he goes back for his second nap at 12:45.
Yep.
And he doesn't wake up from that nap until like 2:30, sometimes even 3.
Yeah.
So 12:45 is about 1, 2. So he sleeps for about 2.5 hours mm-hmm. is his nap right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he goes to sleep at night at around, now it's been around 7:45-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's doing 2 naps. There was a time where he was doing a three napper.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing like a pre-dinner
yeah.
nap. But anyway.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone. Did you ever nurse him to sleep? And if so, how did you stop?
Yes. So it was the first couple months of his life. Sometimes I'd nurse him to sleep. Sometimes I'd just nurse him. And then we'd do the whole walking around the room because he wouldn't fall asleep.
Right.
And put him in the crib. So that was just once in a blue moon. But usually the night times that I would nurse him, when I would nurse him at like 3 a.m., mm-hmm. It was like a night, what they call a night feed. So I wouldn't turn the light on, nothing. I'd just grab him, nurse him, he'd fall asleep, mm-hmm. put him back. So it was, those
milk
were.
Drunk. Milk
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, he was milk drunk. Those were quick and easy because it was kind of like he was just sleeping through it.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said, tell us everything. Just gave birth, twin boys, and I need all of the advice. So just first thing that comes to your head for advice.
Wow, okay. Twins, I have no experience.
Twins, Basil, twins.
I don't know where that's from, but I'm going to guess the worst movie ever. I'm just kidding.
How dare.
I'm just kidding.
How dare
you? Did you feel that in your heart?
Crushed.
Joey's favorite movie is...
Eyes of Gold.
What is that again? Oh, yeah, Goldmember. Anyways, let's just talk about any tip that I can think of.
Let's do that.
For sleep. So, number one. The pajamas are important. I love the pajamas that are just knotted at the bottom because it's very easy to just open it up, change him, and then knot it back up. There's no zippers, buttons, anything. But after a certain point, those pajamas, they grow out of them. So I would say if you're going to buy a pajama for your baby, make sure that they have double zippers mm. or that the zipper zips from bottom up mm. because it's more comfortable. It's more efficient. You don't want a pajama. They're a little bit more expensive, but I think worth it. You don't want a pajama that zips from the top down because that means that you're going to have to, you know, undress your baby and they yeah. might get cold and uncomfortable. So tip would be get the pajamas from bottom up. Then another thing I would also say is the swaddling. Swaddling helped a lot for us and for Benny. He slept really well swaddled.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved this Love to Dream. That's the name of the brand. Love to Dream swaddle wrap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this swaddle that it just has a zipper and the baby's arms are straight up. Which that's how Benny would sleep anyways.
Yeah.
And that swaddle was very helpful. And for people, I mean, I'm just going to say the reason people swaddle babies are because they have these reflexes and they will jolt. Their mm-hmm. body jolts in the middle of the night.
Do you remember Benny's?
Yeah. Benny would jolt and his hands would make this. I know. It's very funny. I feel like you just have to see it. We'll find a video and post it one day. Anyways, so babies jolt, and that's why you swaddle them, because it helps. It
doesn't like wake them up. They don't wake themselves up as often.
Yes, they don't wake themselves up as often if they're swaddled. Mm. So swaddling would be another tip. Another tip I would say is overnight diapers. I had no idea that overnight diapers existed until my best friend, who has a baby, she has two now, told me about them. So since Benny would sleep through the night, he would wet himself and that would wake him up. If his diaper's too filled and he's uncomfortable, it wakes babies up. Mm-hmm. So there are these diapers, they're called overnights, and they just hold more liquid. Mm. So we put him in an overnight every single night. Nice. And it helps because then he won't pee through the diaper. Mm-hmm. He even still pees through the overnight sometimes.
Guy's got a heavy flow.
He does. But it definitely helps. So yeah, I would definitely say stock up on overnight diapers. Get the pajamas that zip up from bottom up. Get the nightgowns in the beginning. Get the swaddle. I also want to note, don't forget that once your baby starts rolling, you don't want them to be swaddled anymore. Mm-hmm. Because then if they roll themselves, they're, you know, on their face while they're sleeping and they're swaddled, they won't be able to roll themselves back over and it can become dangerous.
Yeah.
So once your baby is starting to roll, the same brand that I just described has swaddles that have a zipper. So their body's still swaddled, but their arms are free. It's safer.
Yeah. I'm glad that you got that in there.
Yeah. And nice. Do you have any other notes that you can think of?
Just
that
like are, overall?
That are helpful. Oh, how can I forget?
Yeah.
The sound machine.
Great.
We have a sound machine. We love it. So the sound machine that we have is called the Hatch. I feel like the sound machine will be with us for until Benny's, I don't know how old, 16.
Yeah.
Because not only because of the sound, because he's going to grow out of that, but it has other really cool settings where you can put a different light on. You can control it with your phone.
Yeah.
So we can change the sound depending if there's a thunderstorm or whatever it is. There's
15 options of different sounds.
There's 15 options of sounds and there's different colors. The sound will be fun when he's older. I can already imagine, because there's some sounds that's a bird or a thunder or water. And I can just see that we would have fun like reading a story.
Make it match the story.
And match the story with the sound.
100%.
So that'll be fun. But anyways, I highly recommend the Hatch. And we even travel with it when we do have extra room.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, now that I'm just spewing all these tips out.
Just keep going.
Is if you do travel with your baby, it's nice if you bring your baby's blanket unwashed and you put it in the crib or the pack and play that they're sleeping in, because then it smells like them. It gives them this familiarity when they're in a place that's not like home.
Yeah.
So that helps a lot. It was a tip that was given to me and I felt like definitely helped.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got one.
What is it?
Maybe this brings it all full circle here, because we touched on this a little bit in the beginning, but we didn't really go into it, is the idea of routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was really important for Benny, at least, that we established this bedtime routine so that when it was time for bed, it got to a point where he knew it was time for him to go in his crib. He would point to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was easy for him to, you know, transition
his body and his brain to know.
Yeah, he knew like, okay, it's time for this, time for this. Now it's time for this.
Yeah.
He just knew it wasn't, you know, right?
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, Joey just looked at me and I feel like you looked at me like there's something wrong with me, and I'm just so tired. I feel like we're talking about sleep.
Yeah.
So much.
You did. You did.
Was I right?
Yeah. I was going to say, do you want to take a break? Take a little nap?
Oh, we didn't do the break.
The what?
The break.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it at one point, but you were talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
We're trying to do this new thing where, like, we take a little break in the middle of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, you know, if there's an ad read, it doesn't like pop up right in the middle and freak everybody out.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, we're trying to, we don't want it to be annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, I guess, like, well, let's just explain this.
Yeah.
The way that we put our podcasts up, mm-hmm. it's on a platform, and, like, they run ads sometimes. I don't even, like, know when. Mm-hmm. And we have to just decide where it goes. Mm-hmm. We don't, if not, they'll just place it in somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, we're trying to start this new thing where we just take a break so that the ad will go in the middle during that break, and it's not, like, in the middle where I'm going, and then we, this episode is brought to you, like, you know, because that's just, like, so annoying to listen to. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's just so a little.
We're upgrading, you know? Season two,
we're taking breaks. Where we're not actually taking a break. We're just saying we're taking a break, and then we're just saying, okay, back from the break.
Yeah.
And If this was a situation where we did take a break, I would go pee because I've had to pee for like 40 minutes of this episode.
Holding it in.
Just clenching.
You know what? I feel like now this is full circle.
Yes.
Because we started.
A double full circle?
Double full circle because we started the podcast saying that we were not going to deviate.
Yes. I said we're going to try to not go off the tracks.
And we just did.
Oh, we are flying. Why
are we talking about you needing to pee?
I don't know. But, we were talking about routines?
Yeah, we were talking about routines, and then we talked about the break, and now we're just letting you in on the insides of just behind the scenes of
a podcast.
Of a podcast. Yeah. In case you were curious. But anyways, routines. Routines were very important because it triggers his brain, and he knows, especially, like, even when we're eating dinner, Benny will say, once he's done eating and he's full, he'll say, bath, bath,
yeah,
bath.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're like, okay, bath time. I think it's important, and it's great. He's really taught me a lot because I am not a routine person. So Joey and Benny have been helping me through all of this.
You know what's another great point about the routine thing is it makes it so that other people can put your baby to bed too, as long as they abide by the routine.
Yes.
So for example, if we were going to go out one night and one of our moms was going to put him down, etc. Or even like Amanda puts him down right now, mm-hmm. but like if Amanda's gone and I put him down, there's going to be no problem as mm-hmm. long as we stick to that routine.
Yeah.
So that's another plus of having the routine is other people could fill in.
Yeah.
As long as they abide by the routine.
Yeah. It's so great. It's really great.
Okay. I think we did it.
Yeah.
Have we done it?
I think we did.
How do you feel about it?
I think those are all the tips that I can think of that are helpful. Just trying to
share
whatever has helped for us. I wish that we listened to this podcast before.
Well, we talked about his swaddle. He does still sleep in a sleep sack.
Oh, yeah.
Every night.
I'm glad you brought that up. He sleeps in his sleep sack every night, and it's sleeveless. And I think it's just the best thing, especially for Benny, because he does not like covers.
Yeah, and like...
Or blankets. That's what they're really called, blankets.
Okay.
I say covers because that's what I say since I was a child.
I say covers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You're hogging all the covers?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody does
that. What do they say, blanket?
Yeah, they'll say blanket, comforter. Like, covers isn't really... When you, like, think about what you're saying.
It's the covers.
Yeah, but think about...
It's a weird thing to say.
Think about if you go to the store. Yeah. Like, what are you buying?
Yes, blanket.
You say, "Oh
hey,
my!
Where are your covers? Or what do you mean?
Covers for what?
you know, for the bed? Oh, you mean? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you mean like the bed sheet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's like a that's like what little kids say, and we're like, I'm 32 years old, grown woman. I mean, does it matter?
I've never even thought about it.
You know what I mean? But yeah,
yeah, okay.
Do you say covers or do you say blanket? Let us know.
I think the majority of people say covers because I've gone this long and never even thought about it.
No, I thought somebody.
Although I did find out kind of recently about the whole Kleenex tissue thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're really going
to. Not every tissue.
Now we're going.
You know what I'm talking about? Do you know why I said that?
Yeah.
Because not every tissue is a Kleenex.
Kleenex is a brand.
Jeez. I mean, I found out like a year ago.
I already knew that. That's so funny.
Flip my world around.
All right.
Sleep sack.
Yeah, he's still in the sleep sack.
All
right, we're really lingering
okay.
here.
We're like the people, we're at that party still, and like they're cleaning up.
They're like, all right, we got it.
The hosts are like, all right, we got it. Sleep sack. Kleenex.
You know, people can't hear. I wish you can see what Joey's doing. His body language is hilarious. That's why maybe sometimes when I'm laughing, it's like, wow, she's really laughing a lot. Like maybe too much for this joke.
That's so interesting.
I think people are listening, but if they only saw your body language, they would be laughing that much too. Anyways.
Maybe one day we'll work in a filming part of this.
I think we will. Let's say one day we will
film
this.
What is that?
It's a gnat.
Okay.
Okay, we need to.
Is it a moth?
Moth. It could be a moth. Okay.
All right, we're going to go.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much
for
joining.
Sorry for lingering. I hope you come back or you invite us back.
Oh, please. We want to come. We
You'd be like, they're lingering. They're lingers. We're not inviting them over at this party anymore.
Hey, we're just partying.
Gosh.
People. We're not. We haven't been to a party in a long time. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Thanks for all of the questions. You are amazing. I always want to end this in gratitude because I'm so thankful for all of you. Every day, you are our only friends, and we're...
Now we're never getting invited.
Okay, bye. Love you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.